free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to the In Hope Podcast, where every week and every day during this Advent season, we've been dropping a new episode to help strengthen unity in the body of Christ. Merry Christmas. We've been walking through some of the big moments in scripture leading up to the birth of Christ, some highlights, some bookmarks, as you may say. And today we're going to be talking about the Annunciation with Mary, their announcement of Jesus's birth with Mary. Mary gives us a great example. Maybe you've been in a situation similar to this, not a virgin birth, but in a situation where God's given you some clarity on what he wants and some clarity on your part in it. And with that, there's this excitement and desire to see it come about, but there's also a lot of unknown. And there's even what you could look forward to and anticipate as people are going to see this as a bad thing. There's going to be some bad response to this. And this is really important, especially as we talk about trying to practice unity in the body of Christ and go about things in a way where we're pulling together on the same page and we're collaborating. And sometimes we are setting aside the glory and the growth of our own things, our own silos, for the sake of a kingdom overall, and some of the dispute that can come along with that. But when we're leaning in to what God has called us to, and we've gotten clarity from his word, we've gotten clarity and encouragement from his spirit, and times of prayer and peace, and him confirming and giving us echoes with other people, then we can move forward in this confidence and this clarity of, okay, I know this is what God wants, but it doesn't always answer all of those questions. It doesn't always answer the unknown and what we could see possibly coming about and the ill that could come about it. And some of the responses that we are almost confident in are going to be negative and bad responses, or be seen at least as bad. And Mary gives us this example of, let it be as the Lord has spoken. She had to wrestle with all of this, this fear of the unknown and what was going to come about and how it was all going to come about and how people were going to respond. And she knew that her being pregnant before being married was going to be seen as bad. In any other circumstance, this would have been a bad thing, a horrible thing, a thing, honestly, that could have gotten her killed. And so when we look at that, and maybe we see it as, man, this may kill my career, this may kill my employment, this may kill some relationships, right? And we have to be able to lean in to what we know God is calling us to. And one of these things is that very clear call to practicing unity, practicing community, putting kingdom above all else, and us being a big church, the big C church, and the growth of the kingdom overall, rather than our own silos. When we put that forward, when we follow God's leading in that, it can come with some of these unknowns and ill. But she says, let your will be done. Let what the Lord has spoken be done. And that needs to be our heart posture, that no matter what may come, even if it is the worst of the worst on this side, of the unknown, of people's responses and people seeing things as bad, and maybe some things happening in a way that people are going to count it as bad and look at us like we're doing wrong, knowing that no matter what happens over here, I want what God said, his will, what he has made clear, his desire, as long as that is done, that is the victory. That is what I'm aiming for. And we trust him with the rest of it. And so as you are trying to strengthen unity in your organization, strengthen unity in your community with other organizations and other believers, and as you're pushing for these things and you know there's going to be some, you know, uncertainty, there's going to be some people that are thinking ill and maybe looking at things the wrong way, rest in on knowing, let's see what God said be fulfilled. Let's lean into that. Because no matter what happens over here, we can trust him with all of that as long as his word, what he has spoken, is done. And that's what we're aiming after. To see us being one as him and the Father are one, so that the world may know that God sent him. Merry Christmas to you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.